All right, calling the monthly meeting of WPCA to order. It's 6:30. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call.
Jack Walsh.
Here.
Bob Miani.
Here.
Rose Pertoso. Kelly Curtis.
Here.
James DeMayo.
Here.
Okay. We have a quorum. Public portion. Does anyone from the public wish to speak? Only a second time. Anyone from the public wish to speak? And third time. Anyone from the public wish to speak? Hearing none, I'd ask for a motion to close the public portion.
Make a motion to close the public portion.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay. I'd like to switch things around a little bit because I see that for items 5 and 6, there's no one here at this point. So I'd like to move us down to number 8 if there's no objection. I see Ron is here to talk about the additional funding for Route 34. So unless there's an objection, I'd like to move that up. No objections?
Not
at all. All right. Okay. All right, Ron, you want to talk at this point about this letter, and then I have a couple of questions.
Sure, yes, thank you, and good evening all. We are requesting an addition to our budget to cover some additional work that we had to do that was unknown and unexpected way back when we last asked for a budget. Primarily, it has to do with the relocation of the sewer line on the south side of Main Street. We have essentially completed its design with the help of Weston and Sampson. It is going to save definitely over $300,000 in construction costs. So it was certainly worth the exercise, without a doubt. It did, however, involve a lot of coordination with the city, who had to give up some of its property as an easement along the south side to provide the 15-foot offset that was requested by the WPCA. Also, we had to have DOT buy into it. It took a lot of legwork and coordination to make it happen, and it is happening right now. Rob may be covering it in a minute, but it is in review with the contractor and DOT, and it looks like it's on its way. In addition to that, that was the main task. In addition to that, we did have to address some unknown conflicts on Bridge Street. Actually, there was one just today. Last night, they encountered a 36-inch abandoned pipe that, with the help of Weston and Sampson, we determined is abandoned. We don't have to worry about it, but it's kind of typical of the things we had to address and design around. A lot of unknown utilities that were in the way of the sewer infrastructure there. Also at the bottom of Caroline Street, there's a pipe that actually I was there when your forces were TVing it, still to try and determine what it is. It's an old sewer line, not too clear if it's still in action. That's it in a nutshell. We have spent 60 hours already, and we conservatively assume that we will need to spend another 60 hours. That is certainly unknown. And of course, we invoice hours that we actually use. So this additional 60 hours is a budget. It's not going to be invoiced unless it's needed. So all in all, we are requesting an addition of $20,000. And I'll try to answer your questions.
All right, let me go back to these bills. We've approved, beyond the original contract, two new ones, right? Isn't that how mm-hmm. we got?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, so with this new request, you'd be at 65,000?
I can't read. It's too small.
Okay, but wait a minute.
It's whatever the bottom line. Is it 40? Or I can't make it out.
Well, this one, that's why I had a question. Okay, give me a second here. I'll make it bigger.
Well, I may have a hard copy. Oh, I have a hard copy. Never mind.
All right.
So yes, the total previously was 45,000.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And we are asking to increase it by 20 to make a total of 65.
Okay. So now I have a question related to the two bills. You had originally submitted a bill for 48. And of course, that wasn't authorized. Okay. Right.
And we adjusted it.
Right. So then my question is, not when you authorize it, which, and this is the one we'll have to act on later tonight for payment.
Mm-hmm.
You're under, but you know, there was $3,000 more here that's overage, and here you're under by $5. So is this overage here, this 40, this 3,000, is that built into the new 20,000?
Exactly. Well, all that we did is we moved the date to which we invoiced to be within the original budget.
Okay. I just want to clarify. I've had to do this several times. We should never get a bill for anything over what was authorized. Okay. It should be requested.
I apologize for that. Yes.
It should always be requested before we do anything. Okay. So I just want to clarify, because we had that with some legal bills as well a couple of years ago.
Definitely. I apologize for that. That's our mistake.
Okay.
Didn't notice.
All right. So questions now. Questions or comments? Rob, do you want to comment on this since you're involved?
I know that the design has been pretty much redone with moving the pipe to the south of the road. So the drawings have been complete. They've been submitted to DOT, who then packaged a proposed change order to the contractor, as Ron was saying, is under review. I understand that the contractor should be providing their response or their comments by the end of this week or early next week, so we can move forward with this.
I have a question. Does the city have to sign off on these things as well? Not our billing here, but does the city have to sign off on any of these changes?
I think that the city has to sign off only on the property easement, but we have it in writing that they agreed. So I don't foresee problems.
Okay.
Well, there was a change order one in this project started out where there was a credit of $28,000 to the project, and the city was asked, the WPCA was asked, and we agreed to that. So
yeah, that was a while ago.
So I believe that this should go to the WPCA. It's a DOT contract, so DOT ultimately signs off on them. But I gotta assume they're gonna give it to us again. They already did it for the first change order, so this is change order two.
Okay, and of course, this, whatever action we take, still requires the infrastructure, because this is related to the bond. So we will be voting subject to the infrastructure, as we always do, even though that's up to the city to decide. But does someone want to make a motion on this? Not the bills we talked about, because we're going to do that later, but this is the request for additional funding up to $20,000.
Jack, I'd like to question. I have a question now. Okay. So that I understand this, you've already got 60 extra hours into this. You're estimating another 60 for $20,000. So we're talking, just so that I understand, we're looking at 120 additional hours at a cost of $20,000 to us. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And my other question, or my other comment, is you said with this change, this could save us in the area of $300,000. Is that correct?
Yeah. We expect over 300. Yes.
All right. All right, then I'd like to make the motion to extend the money for the Carl and Dow of $20,000.
Okay, do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, any further discussion?
Jack, I'd like to make a comment if I could.
Go ahead, Ed.
Just see if my video will start back up again. There we go. Dorian, one of the things that I want to question is the charges that we're getting that does not have to do with sewer work. There are multiple pipes, like the one you were referring to last week, that you know was deemed by the WPCA as a storm drain. The WPCA is not an open checkbook, nor should we be used as one when it comes to anything that's underground. Let's get the WPCA to pay for it, even though it's not their line, their pipe. That's something I really want to question, because anything that is not sewer and we go out to TV it or we're going out to inspect it, that shouldn't be a bill for the WPCA to pay. That's a different department altogether.
Well, first, we don't see the WPCA as an open checkbook, not at all. What it was is that when we discovered the pipe, we deemed it to be a combined sewer, or was once part of your facilities as a combined sewer, and that's why we wanted to know, do you still own it? In a perfect world, where the city and the WPCA had all the records of over the last 200 years or whatever, how number of years of what's down there, we wouldn't have any problems. But we're operating with a lot of unknowns. So when we discover a pipe underneath and we don't see any record that it is a current storm drainage or any other utility that we know of, we assume it's WPCA.
When we deem that it's not WPCA as it's storm, these bills and these man hours should go to Public Works, not to the WPCA.
But let me ask a question, because I think I'm still a little bit confused. Doran, are you saying that this, at one point before the sewer separation project that was mandated, I don't know, 20, 30 years ago, that this was the one line that everything flowed through?
That's our understanding, yes.
WPCA wasn't even authorized as a committee back then. Until they separated the sewer, that's when WPCA came involved. So anything prior to that doesn't belong with WPCA going.
What sparked the inquiry into this pipe? But like, what kind of happened to where it became known?
The contractor excavates and he encounters a pipe. And we look at all our mapping and all our survey, and it's nowhere to be seen. According to the records, there's nothing there. And we do our best to find out what it is. Just to be clear, most of the hours are billed to DOT and to the city whenever it's theirs. We do our best, and it's not always clear cut. We do our best to identify it as what it is.
Right. So there's no date on when it was abandoned.
I guess not.
No. All I'm really looking for is a little bit of clarification, because in a situation like this, you know, this is something that to us is Public Works related, not WPCA. So that's something that the Public Works should pay for man hours. Because if you consider the fact that, you know, we had our trucks, our equipment, our man, two guys out there for a couple of hours, we're paying for that. My time out there as well. We're paying our engineers, our Weston and Sampson, our on-call engineers. They're looking at the mapping system. So we're paying for all that. And then we're getting a double charge on top of that from you guys, because we think it may possibly be sanitary sewer. So when it comes out, it's not. I think we need to separate that a little bit more. We can still pay for our guys, our equipment, and our engineers, but we don't want that double bill in there.
All right, just to clarify, we don't double bill. We did spend the time looking at it. Actually, if you remember, I was there and I didn't charge my time. I just, you know, charged to overhead in our company. I didn't want to bill my time. And I've not billed any of my time for the last 2 months because, you know, we're trying to be helpful.
Well,
when we discovered the pipe, we assumed everything pointed it to be either current sanitary sewer or more likely previous sanitary sewer. And therefore, we in our mind and in our documentation, we labeled it as WPCA, not city. I mean, yes, can it be a judgment call sometimes? Maybe, yes.
I think I might have a little bit of a solution to this. Ed, you're saying that we incurred the extra expense of your time and our people's time. Okay.
Correct. Judging by the invoice that was
right, sent. Right. But just follow me for a second. Okay. If that's the case, then this was related not to regular WPCA work, but technically to infrastructure work covered by the bond. So my feeling is that we should get the estimate of those costs and then come back and review it and allocate those to the referendum expense, not the regular WPCA budget. And I think that solves the issue, unless I'm wrong.
Okay.
No, I don't feel it should go against the bond issue. If it was proven that it's not ours, as Ed is saying, I think it's got to be divvied up different. I mean, even if we don't take the brunt of it, I think the city should take a portion of that. Being that it's public works and it was drainage.
Yeah, but the bond is city. The bond is the whole city. That's not just WPCA at the end of the day.
Yeah. The bond, you're saying the bond is WPCA?
No, I'm saying it was the city. It only got on our books just recently. I'm just trying to find a solution because, this is partly caused by the history of this whole situation. Okay. I hope everyone is acting in good faith. I certainly see Ed's point because we're taking on an extra burden, which it's not really double billed, it's separately billed. But, my concern is that those are hours that we wouldn't be spending if it weren't part of the referendum work. So I would suggest, Ed, you come back to us next month with your estimate of the costs that were incurred, and then let's figure that out. Let's figure that out. And, I'm perfectly willing to have the discussion. Should we bill it to the referendum? Or is Kelly's saying, go back to the city and say, hey, wait a minute, here's an additional expense.
Hey, Jack, something doesn't make sense here. We have the Carlin and Dahl making the decision that it's sewer work, okay? They're not part of the city of Derby. The city of Derby should be involved to decide, is it either public works or it's WPCA? Not the Carlin and Dahl. They're a third party. That's what I think Ed is referring to.
Yeah. And that's my interpretation too, Bob. Is Ed's just, trying to figure out for clarification where the bill should actually go.
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I have no problem with that. That's what I'm suggesting. We get those numbers and then have the discussion of it. But in the meantime, we've got a motion, not specifically about what Ed has raised here, but about getting this work done and not delaying it. So as I say, I would like to vote on the motion that we've got and then come back next month and have a full discussion and let the city know this is what we're thinking. Any other comments? All right, hearing none, all those in favor?
Oh, did anyone actually make a motion for that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, we had a second. Bob made a second.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay, so we're set on that. I think this has to be signed off on. We have to get that done. We'll get that done in the next day or two. So, okay, well, the bill itself for the work is later in the on the agenda. Okay, let's move back. Marcy, do we anticipate either Juan Medina or Mr. Wojtowicz will be here tonight?
I thought they were going to be here.
All right. Well, if
they
so let's go back to the two issues, and they're two different types of issues. Marcy, I'll ask you to walk us through Juan Medina's first.
Okay. He owns the property at 34 New Haven Avenue. The bottom is a storefront and the top is a house, a one family house. I believe he is questioning the capital fee. He's being charged because he has a storefront. He's being charged the rate for mixed use for the capital fee. So what we do is we charge one EDU for the storefront and one EDU for the house. Now that's just his garage. I don't think there's any, he doesn't get charged for that.
Okay.
So he says he does not use the storefront. He's got some workout equipment down there. I told him that's the way it's listed on the assessor card. So we charge according to what's on the assessor card. And he talked to Betsy, our assessor, and he does not want to change the building to make it just a one family house. He doesn't want to change the classification. So he wanted to talk to the board.
Okay. You know, we've had this discussion before, not about this property, but other properties. And, you know, we've always said the determination is done by the tax board, not by us. So if he goes and gets the change, then we would gladly, you know, build accordingly. So I don't see any problem on our side here. We're not holding this up. The proper place to go is to get the listing corrected on the tax rolls. And once that's done, our bill is automatically. So,
but he's saying he doesn't want to make the change. So he doesn't want to go to the board to change it.
That was my understanding.
Okay, what he wants to do, but right. Legally, that's what he has to do.
Yeah, our decision is we don't change anything.
Right, we don't have the power to change that.
Right.
Okay,
that's our answer.
Good decision. So,
yep.
I don't see any action to take on this.
Correct.
Yeah, it's come before us a year ago, the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, the same property.
This guy came in and presented to us, and we all told him he needs to go and get it changed on the property card, and we'll follow. And we said we would follow that.
Right.
And he said okay, and we haven't heard from him since.
Yeah. Right. So again, I would just recommend no action. We've already made a decision, and we don't have the power to do what he's asking us to do. That's the tax board.
If he chooses not to give up his storefront, that's his decision, not ours.
Yeah,
you know, right.
That's for him to do.
Yeah,
right.
All right, let's move on to Wojtowicz. And Marcy, back to you.
Yeah, they had a fire.
I remember.
I don't forget when, but he said the water is shut off. But, you know, I looked on the consumption and it shows a little bit in March and maybe it was shut off, but he's rebuilding now. So he still has to, I don't know. My feeling is he still should have to pay the flat fee and the consumption. If he's showing no consumption, it would reflect in the bill maybe next year if there is a little bit of time that he had no water. So,
yeah, I got to guess at that situation. And I'm going to say that the probably shut the water off in the basement. The valves aren't holding. There's still water going through the line. This is between him and Regional. This has nothing to do with us. We bill off of what Regional sends us. So I really got to say that this is something that he's got to straighten out with Regional before he can come to us.
Yeah, I think he just didn't want to pay the. I think he wanted us to forgive the sewer bill because there was a fire, and he said that the water was shut off. But I know he's pulled permits and they're starting to rebuild.
Right?
Pardon?
Marcy, he's still connected, sewer line?
He's still connected, yes.
Then he's connected.
Yeah.
He's disconnected, it's a different story.
That was just a room and contents. They didn't tear anything down or anything like that.
Right.
All right, so someone might want to make a well, I don't know if we need it. We're just...
No, we're not asking.
It's the same thing. There's no change. This is the policy. So he would get something from the water company saying that there was no usage, and that would change the bill automatically as soon as he did that.
But he would still have the assessment being connected, right? Whether he used water or not.
He was still charged a flat fee, yeah.
Right.
I mean, even vacant houses, even houses that have no one living in them, are still charged a sewer fee, just a flat fee. And
right.
Can they somehow disconnect and avoid that fee?
They could probably, have the meters pulled, if anything, the water meter.
Could you say that again, Kelly? I couldn't hear you.
They could probably remove the meter, but they would still get a flat fee from Regional unless it was disconnected out in the street. You know what I'm saying? If the meter's removed, there's going to be no readings to be gotten. If the meter's still in place and there's water going through that meter, as what the record's showing, there's something still running in that building.
But as far as the sewer line, Kelly, it's still the sewer line's still connected. Unless he digs it up and says it's disconnected, and then when they go reconnect, we charge them a reconnection fee.
Yeah, and the flat fee, as long as it's connected, there would still be a flat fee.
Sure.
Okay, so yeah, he would lose if he disconnected. He'd have to pay. Okay, so he's actually better off the way it is now.
Right.
He would be. Okay. All right. Not an easy night. Let's move on. Engineers report. Rob? You're muted, Rob.
Figures. Sorry about that. So the wastewater facilities plan, treatment plan upgrades, nothing really new to report. Just reminder that plans and specifications for the plant upgrade are due December 31 of 23. So as soon as we get direction, we can get those going. Route 34. We talked about that. We should get a response from the contractor to exactly what that change order value would be. I was told Friday, possibly Monday. So then once that's approved, they can continue with the sewer work along 34. Mm-hmm. On the phase four II, there is one punch list item left. It's scheduled right now for next Wednesday. Once that's done, all the field work is done, projects is substantially complete, they'll submit a final invoice. We'll act on that next month.
Okay.
Phase five, we're still waiting to see how this change order finalizes with 34. Before we move with the sections of sub area 8 or area 10 for the phase 5 II rehab. So we're still going to shoot to put it out phase 5 to bid over the winter, because that seems to have been very effective. It's going to get going right in the spring. And we had a meeting today with the GIS. We went over all the forms and dashboards and templates. We got good comments back with WPCA and our GIS team. They're going to finalize some forms, the looks of the GIS platform, and then schedule some training.
And we saw another example tonight of why this becomes important. If all those records were there, we might not have had any of that work on Route 34. They would have known where everything was. So very important to do this stuff. All right, any questions for Rob?
Yeah, I got a question for Rob. The gentleman from DiCarlo and Dow indicated by adding 20,000 or so to the budget, that we're going to save 300,000. Is that just coming out of the air? There's no definition. How are we doing that? Is that magic or?
No, that's a great question. The credit that's going to be going back to the WPCA is for work that's being eliminated. So when we're moving the gravity sewer out of the road and into the embankment, we're removing the need for steel sheeting left in place. That was $300,000 plus in and of itself. Mm-hmm. There's other items of work that we're deeming we're not going to do. For example, we're going to line pipe as opposed to replace pipe. And a lot of that was predicated because some of the UI and teleduct work, were, even though they did 200 plus test pits over the last few years, there was things in the ground that prevented the installation of the gravity sewer through Bridge Street, for example. That was another spark of looking at how to get the wastewater to the plant. So there's work that's going to be eliminated, and that's where the credit's coming from. So it's by virtue of the fact that the design is going to be done. Drawings have been issued. And we'll know the exact number. I've seen some draft numbers. It's at least 300,000.
This is one of those rare change orders that benefited us.
Yeah, the first one, benefited us to 28,000. So this is another one that's going to be, I think it's going to be substantially north of 300,000.
Well, we're going to need it. Going to need it. All right. Any other questions for Rob? Okay. Let's move on to the minutes. And these are the minutes from September 21st, not August 17th. They were in your packet. What's your pleasure?
Motion to
accept.
Accept, yes, I'm sorry.
Right. Or approve. Need a second on that?
Second.
Second by James. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
I only heard one.
Aye.
Okay, got everybody. Opposed? Abstain? Okay, minutes are accepted. All right, we did the funding. All right, let's get the bills. I'm going to do the bond bills first, okay? Just because that's why I put them up on the screen, trying to keep track of them all. All right, there are four bills related to the bonds. We can do them one at a time or as a group. The first one is Wesson and Sampson, and that's the $2,763. There's a DiCarlo and Dow bill for $36,345. The Blake, this is for the pumps, right, Ed?
Yep, this is for the one pump that we had ordered, which finally came in.
Right. You'll be thrilled to get that up and running. So, and the last one, these are bond expenses related to the financial and legal advice related to it. So you've got four of them there. You want to do them all together or one at a time?
Jack, the third one that you did for Blake Equipment, that wouldn't be bond. That's WPCA bill. The other three would be bond.
I thought we had approved that it was going to be bond.
We did. Okay. I don't remember that, but.
Didn't we? Did we say it was because when we're doing the pump station, these were going to be an additional pump that could be used anyplace?
The way that it was worded is that whether we do a facilities upgrade or not, in the current facilities upgrade, these pumps were going to be used. So given an upgrade to incur, we would use these pumps. So it was decided to put it on the bond as opposed to coming out of the WPCA budget.
Okay, I'm sorry, I forgot that. I'm sorry, yeah. Jeff.
Well, we've had so many of these things to deal with. So now, again, if someone wants to make the motion, again, it requires that pending the vote of the infrastructure, we're doing our part, the WPCA.
If we already voted on that, didn't we already approve that one though?
What?
For the pump?
I don't think, no, this is to pay the bill. Well, I think we approved it, we're going to do it, but we still have to approve the actual expenditure.
Okay.
Need a motion.
Make a motion to pay the four bills as long as it's understood that it still has to go before the infrastructure committee to be paid.
Okay, do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, we got 2 seconds. Any further discussion?
Isn't it three bills?
No, they're four, okay? Again, the first one is Weston and Sampson for their work.
Yeah, what's the second one?
Second one is the Carl and Don.
Okay,
caught up. We didn't approve the payment of the bill. We only approved the additional.
Good.
Okay, and you got the other two. All right, again, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay, we're paying those. All right, then we've got the regular bills that are ours. I'll take these in order. Let me rotate this so you can see it. All right, the first one is just normal expenses, $35.97.27, and then seven items are in your packet. Can we get a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay. And we've got a bill. Let me rotate this one again. This is from Hash, and this one was for, what was it, $69.59. What do they do?
That is the annual service contract for all of our equipment that we have with Hawk. They come out and they service it and they warranty everything.
Okay. All right. Motion to pay?
Motion to pay.
Need a second?
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? We're paying that. Oops, get this next one up. And this one is for additional work being done by Frank Pepe. I was going to have to ask you, right? Actually, I think I sent you an email and then I saw the bill because I'm dealing with this every day. I'm trying to figure out how to get out of my area because they're doing this work all over the place. And is this just kind of normal routine we have to do periodically?
It is. So what had happened was, as I mentioned at last month's meeting, Public Works came to us and said there's a number of manholes that they want us to raise because the plows keep hitting them and they're breaking the plows and they're, you know, breaking the trucks. So they want them to get raised up. Some of them they needed to get lowered. So we went out to Frank Pepe, and he went out to every one of these and new manholes that needed to get replaced, he put new manholes in. Other areas, he would just put asphalt over it to lift it up or lower it down in case it needed to be, so the plow blades would skim across it, not break the, or continue to break the plows and the manhole covers. We haven't had to do it in a while. Not since, this is the first time since I've been here that we've had to do it, but these were, I think, a total of 7 manholes that needed the frames and covers that needed to get replaced that were broken.
Yeah, they're all right around me. They're all right top of my street, Larkin Street and Hawthorne Avenue. There's a bunch of them. So,
and why were the manhole covers above the surface or below the surface? Seems like the paving contractor, when they pave, that's not inspected or what?
A lot of times what happens is the roads are so old that they start to deteriorate and they sink down over time. That's why, you know, the road bonds, they go over and repave roads. Some of our manholes have been put in, 50, 60 years ago. So they have sunken in. Sometimes
sunken manhole is not going to break a plow, is it? Plow's going to skim over the sunken hole. That's all, not clear it out, right?
Right.
Those plows will stop dead when they hit a manhole.
But that's only if the hole is above the surface of the pavement.
Even if it's a quarter of an inch above, it's going to.
Yeah, anything above, saying sunken.
Well, the ones that were sunken were the ones that were frames and covers that needed to get replaced that had infiltration in them. So It's when we're on a street that we're looking at to not lower them, but to do the work on the manholes, it's easier to do as many as you can on that one street to the ones that are needed rather than to come back to it years later and pay an additional incurred cost. Yeah. So this worked out to our benefit too, because along with the CCTV work with our annual maintenance that we've been doing, we've come across 4 buried manholes that we didn't even know existed, that weren't even in our GIS system. So when we come across something like that, the crew's got to go out there. They have to try to pinpoint where the framing cover is. They got to break the asphalt, and then you have a big dip in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also what we're coming into, is now we have to have those raised up with new frames and covers, so that way they're with grade as well. A lot of times what happens is the roads are so old and the manholes are so old, I'm sure Kelly can attest to this too, when they pave it, they'll just pave right over manhole covers.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of them where there are dips, and my guess is that it's pounding every time a vehicle goes over it, it's pounding that manhole and destroying the low grade, you know. If it's a drop when a tire, whatever, truck or car hit it, it's pounding basically rather than just skimming over it. I don't know.
It's an old thing.
See so many streets paved now that you got to avoid the manholes or you're going to be bouncing all around, you know. Anyway.
Okay. Any other questions? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Kel?
Aye. Yep.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay. Let's do the transfers. It's just, you know, the regular capital line item for September. And it was a big one this month, 709-36205.
Mm-hmm. Our collection month.
Yeah. What's your pleasure?
Motion to transfer.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Done. Finance.
Jack, before you could move on to the finance, can we have a motion to pay Aunt? I don't know if we need a motion, but I'd like to pay Aunt Sonia their half of the first payment. It's $32,872.19. That's the first half of what we collect for Ansonia, the residents, and the first half of what we, the 13% that we collect for Griffin Hospital.
Yeah, I'm trying to get to the line item for that.
Oh, it's there.
Griffin Hospital expense.
Okay. So you want to pay how much?
Yep, I want to pay, out of the, the Griffin Hospital, Ansonia expense, I want to pay $25,187.49.
Okay, stop for just a second. We have 17,000 budget, so we must owe them money that's in reserve.
Say that again.
If you look at our budget, we've got 17,000 budgeted for this, and you're just at 25,000. So I'm assuming that we must have it built up.
No. Wait a minute. I got it backwards, I think. Oh, I'm sorry. The Griffin Hospital one, the Griffin Hospital expense is
$25,187.49. Okay, let's get a motion on that first. This is a motion to pay the Griffin Hospital expense.
Why is that one not the full amount, but very close? It's like 95% of that.
Because I don't think we anticipated their bill to be that high.
Okay.
The actual bill was what?
For the bill, actually the 13% of the Griffin Hospital that we owe them is $50,374.98.
But if that's the case, again, even on this one, we've got $30,794 budgeted. So is there money that was collected before that's sitting here someplace?
What expense is that? Why do we have a Griffin Hospital expense?
It's because the money comes into us and then we have to pay it back, like to Ansonia.
Here it is. Due to the town of Ansonia. This is showing $282,000 sitting there. But I don't see one for Griffin.
I don't know.
And, you know, that's one of the problems we have. If we had the finance director giving us this correctly, because I don't know. I mean, it's showing we've got a liability for, Sony, where did I see it? I said it was 200 and something thousand. I lost it.
It was on the bottom of a sheet. Was that back? No, a different sheet.
Yeah, due to 282,964.66 due to the town of Ansonia.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But that, you know, that. Yeah, I'm not sure why this is so high, but then again, that's why we need finance people here. Well, I'm assuming the money's there. So again, you want us to make a motion for exactly how much?
For the Griffin is $25,187.49.
Someone want to make that motion?
Motion.
Good.
Okay. Kelly made the motion. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? None. So, okay, we're doing that. Now, how about the Ansonia one?
The Ansonia one is $7,684.70.
Okay. Need a motion for that?
Motion to pay.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained, Bob? You didn't make up your mind?
I'm totally confused what this is all about, to be honest with you. Why do we even have $17,000 in the budget? So, sounds like it's they're paying us and we're transferring funds back.
Yeah, at one time they talked about taking over the billing for all the people that are on the Ansonia line, but that never really came about.
Why are we budgeting it? I don't even know what, you know.
It's because we have to budget it because the money comes into us. So because it comes in, right. We have to show where it's leaving.
And we had meetings with them, as Marcy said, the year or right after I started, we had sit down discussion with them to see if we can make this easier for everybody. And because if you look at the original document, it's not an easy document to even understand. But at the end of the day, they said they would take a shot at revising the language, and they haven't done it. And the guy who was going to do it is no longer there. So we're stuck with the original document. That's why you've got this. This is based on the original agreement between the two towns. It's not new. It's been there for long before any of us were involved.
Are we really saying there's $17,000 and we're going to pay Ansonia seven or so? So we still need to collect another $10,000 from the residents of Ansonia? Is that what you're saying?
We're going to pay them, we're going to pay $17,000. The whole bill for the residential is $15,369.40. That's what we have to pay. But because they do two billings like we do, two installments. So I'm going to pay them the first installment.
So
and then in March, I think they bill the same time we do, September and March. So then March, a month after, we'll give them the rest of it.
And Bob, if I recall, I think the figure is about 25%, Marcy, of the billing comes back to us.
Yes, we keep 25%.
Which is what Ansonia was objecting to. But, you know, that 25% it has to come to us because we do the maintenance.
Yeah.
But again, this was negotiated. I have no idea how long ago.
Yeah, it seems like whatever that number is, we should be within $100 of the number. We know what was due. It's not $17,000 that's due. Apparently, it's somewhere around $15,000. What are we going to end up with, $2,000 to the good? And we're saying all of a sudden we have $2,000 extra that we don't really have?
We're going to have $2,000 extra in Ansonia expense. Only
if we collect that. Where is that coming from, the $2,000?
Yeah, right.
It doesn't make sense. Sounds like...
Well, they have it that we have to pay them whether we collect it or not. I mean,
not $17,000. You just said we're paying...
Well, the 15. Well, the 17,000, yeah. We'll have 200 extra, 2,000. Okay, we'll move it down to the Griffin Hospital expense.
But what doesn't make any sense
that's
to
really
me...
Short.
You can take that 17, you're going to pay 15. It's going to show you got $2,000 in the bank that you really don't have because it was never collected.
Right. Then it's up to us to go collect it from these people. It's a,
we, well, it'll sit on our books just like anyone else who doesn't pay.
Well,
exactly. Then
what you're really saying is there $17,000 is due to be collected, huh? 100%. And right now, we're only collecting $15,000. That's the case. I understand what you're saying.
Well, the $15,000 is what's being billed,
right?
Not necessarily collected is the difference. So when we budgeted that $17,000, that was what we thought was going to be billed. I think
we used, if I'm not mistaken, last year's figures.
Correct.
You know, because we didn't have the billing fully done at that time, especially for Ansonia, because, they have to give me the figures and they have to give me the rate that they're charging at that. So that's what I used last year's figures.
I just pulled up the balance sheet summary so everyone can see. you know, eventually, and sometimes it is eventually, we get just about all our money. We keep this spreadsheet back to 2015. And you can see way back then, we collected 99.8%. I think there's $20,000 sitting in the reserve to cover what we don't collect overall. But you can see as each year goes by, generally it goes down a little bit. And of course, for this year, we're only halfway through. So actually, not even halfway through yet. So, you know, that's why we do have to pay attention to this. But yeah, legally, we should always collect 100% at the end of the day. But the end of the day could be 10 years from now.
Right.
Because, you know, it could be when the property is sold. So.
Yeah. What do we do about the 20,000 difference for Griffin? Is that something we should move out of the general account now, or should we wait to be billed on, you know, wait until that comes due in 6 months?
Well, right now, wait a minute. Right now, let's see. What do we have budget in there?
$30,794.
Right. But Marcy, you're only asking for 25 at this point, right?
Right. I would wait until the next payment is due, and then we'll see where we are in the budget and see where we could move, where we could take some of that money from.
So you're saying hold off on Griffin?
I would say, I mean, for transferring money for the next payment, I would pay, you're approving the two payments for this time, right?
Well, you're approved the first one already. It's a question of the second one now.
Right. Yeah, so I would approve that.
Okay.
But then come when we have to pay the second half for Griffin Hospital, we're going to have to pay another 25. So we're going to have to transfer money into that account. So I would say wait until March or after March,
yeah,
and then we'll do the transfer to cover the second payment.
Yeah, and then, you know, I'd like to get somebody from finance, I don't know who, to come in and again explain. Where did I see it?
That
explain to this.
Right.
Because I don't see one for Griffin. I see one for Ansonia.
Maybe they combined them.
That's what I'm guessing. But yeah, I'd like to get that explained. There are a lot of things on this report I'd like to get explained. But okay, so we had a motion. We had a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, opposed, abstained. All right, we're done with that. Yeah, the finance report, as always, I have questions, including this one. There were other accounts, you know, including going back to the DOT contract. How much money is and where is it? I'm just confused. So at some point we need to have somebody from the finance department come in and explain all this. I thought this month we're a little bit better on some items in terms of payroll and Social Security and whatnot, but you know, still we have no figures on insurance, and I guess it's too early for that. Workers' comp, there's nothing, but maybe the workers' comp is actually good news. Maybe we'll get lucky and there won't be anything in there. So, you know, as always, unless anyone has any other question, I would ask for a motion to accept but not approve the finance report.
The only additional note that I want to add to your list is under the revenue summary page, why we don't have a Griffin Hospital there when we have Ansonia and it's kind of divvied out.
Yeah, that's a good question.
In terms of expenses, so like where is that? Because it's definitely not coming in from Ansonia, because that line item for assets, thinking we're going to collect 20,000, yeah. not the, you know, and we had 30,000 as an expenditure for Griffin. So where's Griffin coming in to us? Is what I want to know.
That's a good question. Marcy, you have any idea where that's cutting?
No. I don't know.
Where is Griffin getting the bill from us or Ansonia?
Well, actually, Griffin pays us.
Yeah.
And we only pay over the 13%.
So there should be a line item here for this then.
Yeah, but it, are they coming in at so the commercial revenue?
So I think, so I, yes, that's where it is.
Oh, they're in there.
So yes, that's part of the commercial revenue.
Okay.
Where the Ansonia income is coming just from the Ansonia people. That's their Ansonia billing.
And the Derby people who are billed through Ansonia, right? Because we have, where is it, Silver Hill? We have some people up there, aren't they, getting billed that way?
Anybody who's on the Ansonia line.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yes, Griffin Hospital is in the commercial revenue.
Yeah, I mean, this report, it's limited. You know, we're always asking questions about where things belong. And it's just, it's aggravating. You know, we're not likely to get an answer now until they get a finance department. So it is frustrating. So again, someone will make a motion. And again, James, I think even what you're asking is still covered by the motion that I suggested.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was just curious.
Right. Okay, so did someone make the motion already?
If not, I will.
Okay, do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay. Hi, Ed, you're up.
All right, let me pull it up and share my screen.
Yeah, wait a minute. No, let me get back to that because let's see. I try it. I'll see how this is going to work. I don't know if you can share yours and mine stays there or not. First time I tried this multiple screen share.
All right, did that come up?
No. So give me a second. Let me try this.
Okay.
No, I can't do that. If I do this, then you won't be able to share.
You have to cancel your share screen first. And then he should be able to.
I think I did.
Yep.
Try again then. All right, it's telling me and everyone can see it.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, perfect then. Okay, so for the month of September, collection system for September 2022, we responded to a total of 53 call before you dig tickets with 24 emergency tickets. We responded to a total of 9 callouts with 3 after hours emergency callouts. For the plant, we had an average daily flow of 0.77 million gallons per day, a total flow of 23 million gallons per day, and a max daily flow of 1.58 million gallons per day. Okay, average total nitrogen is 42 pounds per day. We're limited for up to 71. Our annual average for the year is 54 pounds per day. Average effluent BOD is 4.2 milligrams per liter. Average suspended solids, 4 milligrams per liter with an average turbidity of 3 milligrams per liter. Maintenance at the plant, the new VFD and harmonic guards that we ordered came in and the first drive and guard was installed in the raw sewage pump station. Also began our quarterly maintenance, jetting and cleaning, and on top of that, we completed 7,131 feet of vector cleaning and 9,753 feet of CCTV inspections last month as well.
How'd the inspections go? Hopefully you're not finding too many problems.
Nope, the only things that we found I think it was 4 manholes that we didn't know existed, and they were buried under the asphalt, so we had to break them up to find them, and then Frank came out and raised them up for us, new frames and covers. So nothing is looking bad. All the pipes are looking good. There's nothing that poses any kind of question mark as of yet. So that's good. And I think after next year, we will have hit CCTV work of 100% of our collection system.
Great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
So it's always nice when you have the right equipment to do the work.
The equipment and the manpower, and yeah, it's we've come a long way, that's for sure. So our guys have done a lot of great work. The GIS system that Bob and his team are working on with us, they're making a whole, it's a whole new ball game for us. Ease of operation with data entry, getting it ready, which is going to make it so much easier when the report is due. For the annual CMOM report, it's just going to make everything so much easier, much more time manageable, and gives us the opportunity to do other things, work on other things, not spend so much time on what we have been. So it's been great, and it's going to continue.
Excellent.
In general, I listed the current Orange Derby intermunicipal agreement. They're looking to change that, make some sort of adjustments, because Connecticut DOT, they have a maintenance facility on Derby Ave in Orange, and they want to connect to the Derby sewer system. So I'm not sure if they have even broke ground yet or not. So we do have some time, but I wanted everyone to kind of take a look at it. And if there's any thoughts, we could discuss it at some of the next meetings. I would like to put some verbiage in there that would be more beneficial to the city of Derby. I sent it over to our corporation council as well for them to review. So, you know, hopefully for next month's meeting, we'll be able to deliberate a little bit before then and kind of talk about it. You know, what we'd like to see happening moving forward.
And what's going to happen there? Who's going to be responsible and own the lift station? I got to imagine there's got to be a lift station to get to that point from there. Are we going to have to take responsibility for it, or is that something that the state will take responsibility for?
If there is a lift station, which I don't recall there being one, then it would be the responsibility of DOT.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because essentially they're just paying to discharge into our network.
Correct.
And then we don't have any capacity issues with that. We're good to go.
No capacity issues at all with that. It's very minimum. And, you know, the INI projects that we have been doing the last 4 years have made a significant difference. So I don't foresee us having capacity issues in the near future. Now that I said,
would they have to pay a hookup fee for this?
They say no.
Yeah.
So that's something that that's verbiage that I would like to incorporate into this agreement, because when we went over the connection fee, they didn't have a problem with it at first. And then when I addressed the cost is when they said, well, we're the state, we shouldn't have to pay that. So we had our attorneys look into that, because their attorneys got a hold of me, and we're working it out.
Okay.
But that is something that also is on my general list is, you know, thank you, James, for sending all that data that you had last month or the month prior. We've been going through it, and there's a lot of great options that I think we can put together to kind of revise how we do our impact fee and our rate structure. I've been trying to get to it, but we've been so slammed that I haven't had the opportunity to do so. So I'm really going to try to sit down and focus on it so we can have something for next month, because we have the car wash coming in, DOT, a couple other businesses coming in, and now we have a request, and we just sent Bob over some information on the 105 units that are going in right off Route 8. So, you know, that's a $500,000 connection fee right there that I'm sure they're going to want to us to reevaluate.
Where is that at?
That is right on Main Street, where I guess the old Life Touch building used to be.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Right across from Home.
Okay.
So
it's a salon project, Trolley Point.
That's the one, Trolley Point. Yes, sir.
Okay.
And the last thing I had was I received an email from Frank Pepe, who it wants to propose to buy the old camera truck, which his proposal is listed in the attachment.
Hey, I had a question for that, and I've forgotten now. What may you call me about that too? And I think it was related to how it would be handled. Do you remember anything about that?
I don't remember anything about how it would be handled. I do remember Shelton inquiring about our old camera truck, but then nothing came of that other than we told them that we do have it and we were looking to sell it, and we would sell it the way that we normally did the other vehicles, which is we would put it on the website and, you know, if it sells, then we would sell it that way. I believe we put the camera truck on. It was listed, but nobody bid on it. So it remains with us.
Yeah, it seemed to me Walt was talking about doing something with Frank related to that. I don't remember.
I believe that's what it was, because last month, I believe Frank went to City Hall and was asking about it. And that's where I think Walt got involved and was started asking questions about how we wanted to proceed, if we wanted to proceed with selling the vehicle.
No, again, I don't have any problem with this. I think we, you know, should talk again with Walt. I think he wanted to work some kind of a deal with Frank for work that he's doing. And, you know, certainly in the past, we've gotten vehicles from the city too, even though it didn't always work out for us. But they've given us vehicles at no cost. This might be a goodwill gesture. I just don't know the best way to handle it today. Can we empower Ed to work with Walt to get this done?
Yeah. So why not?
Instead of delaying another month, because, you know, we have no use for it.
Can we get an appraisal of what that truck is worth? Any idea?
Almost 30 years old. I don't know.
And we valued that truck, I believe, at about, you know, $2,000 to $5,000 with the equipment, any older CCTV equipment that was in there. I don't believe Frank has any need for any of that equipment. He's just looking for the van.
And it was put up for sale on the city website already, right? You said.
Correct. We did have it listed, but there was no bid on it.
Yeah.
The other two vehicles have sold, but this one did not.
Yeah. All right. What's your pleasure?
Make a motion to allow Ed to further investigate Frank Pepe purchasing the old cameraman.
Okay. With the city?
With the city. Yep. Okay. Sorry.
All right. So I hear a second.
Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay, so take care of that. Get it off of our books. All right, Ed, you can shut that off. I don't need to put mine back up because we're at the end, just the old business with privatization update. And the update to give is the Board of Aldermen did approve the contract last Thursday to get the appraisal done. The attorney is working on the contract for that now. If it gets done before Monday, then the company will come to the privatization meeting on Monday. And I think they were saying it was 4 to 6 weeks to get the appraisal done. So that's where things stand. And, you know, I'll say what I said at the Board of Aldermen too. This does not mean that anyone has agreed to sell anything. Okay. Cause I think some people think it's this is a done deal. It's not a done deal. Nothing's ever been put in writing to sell anything or buy anything. This is just to get the appraisal done so that we can evaluate the offer that's been made to the city. And even at that point, you know, even if people think, well, financing maybe makes sense, that's still not a done deal because there were other factors involved. So I'm just trying to make that as clear as possible so everyone understands that there's a ways to go before anything happens one way or the other. So any questions?
Something else to think about. I don't know what anybody got in the mail, Bob. I'm sure you did. Aquarian is going for a rate hike of over 10%. They're going before Pura right now. So just keep that in mind. That's what's going to happen with the sewer side. Just putting it out there.
Well, that's why I said, Kel, deals there.
I know. That's why I just want to put it out there.
Yeah. All right. Anything else?
Yes. I still want to ask about taking legal action against the city for the bond issue. I'm going to bring that up every month. I really think that we need to look into this because 20 years from now, there's going to be a shortfall and they're going to come back looking at us. And it's not us. The city's not paying it.
Okay. You're talking about collecting what they still owe us. Right. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Right now, the Hotchkiss Hose has a lien against it from the WPCA, which we're doing what we're supposed to. But I see it, like I say, I'm treasurer up there and I see it coming. So that means every city building that the city is not paying their portion, we need to get that money.
But why is that bill going to Hotchkiss rather than the city?
It should, but it's got our address on it. It's called,
right, but it's not a Hotchkiss's bill.
No, it's the city of Derby, but it gets sent to each one of the units. And again, I want to bring up about a grant writer. I think we need to look at that for next year's budget.
We may have to, but the city did hire a grant writer the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Don't get carried away and think this is a big deal because it's not. It's part time. It would not be enough to solve the major issues of the cities, but at least it's a step in the right direction. So. Some of the smaller grants, I think they might be, Ed, you had what's his name last time, talked about some smaller ones.
Absolutely. You might
pull those out and send that to this new person to take a look at. But again, this is not a full grant writer position like you would find in most cities. So, but it, at least it's a step forward. They're thinking about what they need to do here. So.
Right.
I don't even think it would be a bad idea to have Anthony, who's been working on this, work with the part-time grant writer to, work with him and learn so that way he can start kind of taking over for us as well.
Yeah. Agreed. Well, I don't think this person will be based at City Hall. I think it's all going to be remote. We'll see what happens. But
no, he's at City Hall.
He is? Yeah. I thought it was a woman.
Perfect. No.
The grant
or maybe the economic development guy, yeah, no, Roger.
No, I'm talking about a different guy.
Okay,
it's a woman. So,
somebody's
doing economic development at City Hall.
We got this new guy, Roger. Yeah, he's a new guy.
What's his title?
I thought he. I don't know. Maybe he's the economic development. I thought he was a grant writer, but maybe he's not.
No, he's not. Unless they have two. Okay.
Hey, Marsh, is there something we're supposed to act on for Jimmy Audette regarding a check, what you sent to us today?
Oh, yeah, I missed that.
Yes, thank you, Kelly.
Wait a minute, let me find that again. It was $700?
Was it a transfer that it went to the wrong spot or something?
Oh, it's $578. Yeah, we got this check. I posted it to our account and it was really should have gone to the tax collector. So I just want to give it to the tax office. I'm going to take it off.
Yeah, we need a motion to transfer
$578.
All right, to the tax office.
Yeah.
So moved.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay, motion to adjourn would be in order.
Before you adjourn, can I just say something? I had a conversation with Walt Mayhew about the infrastructure, because I was curious. I says, what's going on with the infrastructure? I says, we have some bills that need to be paid for the bond pending infrastructure committee. And he said that there was really, I guess they have three members now, and I guess they're down two. He said, can't we have a meeting with just those three members, which would be, I guess, you, Kelly, Rich Bartholomew,
yep,
and I forget who the third one is.
The other one was
Bob Bell.
Oh, I thought he resigned, and I thought that Marcuccio resigned also.
Marcuccio did.
Yeah,
but I think Bob Bell is, I thought, was still.
It could be. I don't know.
But should I reach out to them and see if they
Yeah, I'm fine with that. And actually, they don't have to be joint with us. They can, we already did our thing. They can just meet on their own and approve the bills.
You might want to ask one of those two if they want to be chairman, too.
Someone okay.
Those two, Mark.
Okay.
Those two, that doesn't mean
those other two.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Okay. Okay. Will do.
And you know, when you read the language, it's not even totally clear that they had to do that. There's some wiggle room there, but I don't want to get involved in because that's not our thing. That was the Board of Aldermen that set that up. So that's for them to take care of. We've done what we're supposed to do every single time. So.
And Walt said that they didn't know what the criteria, who made up the board. Like, are you supposed to have one alderman, one tax person?
I sent them all that information. That was in the...
Was it in there? Because he said it wasn't clear.
It was in the explanatory notes for the referendum. So, and there were meetings after that. So,
okay.
One last thing on a positive. Well, Marcy, we have three applicants for the part-time job. And they're doing background checks right now, correct?
Actually, we put it on Indeed and we got more.
Okay.
So Ed dwindled it down to six from Indeed. And then I have them and I haven't even had a chance to look at them. I'm looking at them.
Right.
And Walt told me to give the top three to the HR so she could do the background checks. And then we could interview them and be on our way.
Okay. Yeah, we want to get that done. So that's good news.
Yeah.
Okay. Motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second. Right here, a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I only heard one aye.
Aye.
Good night.
We're adjourned at 7:53. Let me stop this recording.
I'm on vacation next week, if anybody needs to know that.
So don't call you.